Buenos dias, comrades. Welcome to the Stan the Joke Man Show. Stan the Joke Man talking here from Boys Room Studio, Henrietta, America. To what used to be the free America, no longer a democracy. Oh, that's a fact, folks. To anyone with common sense, and I'm getting ready to tell you why. 4th of July celebration was bittersweet yesterday. I mean, the whole neighborhood was festive, but I was out there lighting my stuff, and I was just thinking about all the sacrifices my sons have made for this country. In Africa, in Europe, Saudi Arabia. I think about all the hardships my sons went through. I think about all the hardships George Washington went through in Valley Forge, and he is freezing his ass off, and they were all fighting for one common purpose. Liberty, civil rights, and freedom for every American citizen that they are afforded. Equal access to the law. For all American citizens must adhere to the law. For we are all under the flag, the American flag. That was the beauty of this democracy before it was idly swept away by the terrorists. Claiming to be smarter than all justices before him and smarter than the 300 years of democracy, Justice Neil Gorsuch said this decision was one for the ages.
Bullshit, it was for the Trump.
Yeah. Think the Republican Party cares? Hell no. They're gutless terrorists. And they'll forfeit their own rights to attack innocent people like the wicked they are. At the very least, anti-American, the proof's in the pudding. In one decision, the MAGA terrorist court placed the executive branch above judicial and legislative. Erasing 300 years nearly of American democracy, these fucking six terrorist idiots. Short-sighted, arrogant, bought off. What excuse are you going to give your kids and your grandkids for not doing a fucking thing as this country gets dismantled because of your terrorist party? I've been blowing up the Supreme Court's phone. Have you? They're not going to get a moment's peace from me until we set things right. They know it's wrong. They know it's anti-American. They're attempting to force it on you. Have you done a fucking thing helpless or just stood there and took it? Answer! You shut your fucking excuses up and put them in your pocket. You answer the question. Why have you lowered yourself to turn on your own country, God, innocent American women, innocent American children? Why? You want me to tell you, pussy? Because I know you probably don't have the guts to say it out loud, so I'll fucking say it for you. You're incapable. You're incapable of taking responsibility. You're incapable of learning a fucking thing, but most importantly, you're incapable of evolving. What did Joe Biden do again, motherfucker, for you to turn on your own country? What did he do again? What do you say? What excuse do you give your grandkids for your Fuhrer, who's having a Trump Tower built in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia right now, the new quarters, headquarters of the RNC? What do you say? You chose Donald Trump because he represents who the fuck you are, two-faced snake, gutless, ambush predator, mean, cold, you. Or you just marginalize it and look the other way entirely out of fear. Either way, can't back up a fucking thing. Spread your stupidity. You're gutless and your excuses aren't accepted. We not only have the donor list of all Donald Trump supporters here in Oklahoma, we have the businesses and names of the owners and everything, and I just want you all to know that if he gets back into office, Oklahoma's going to know who you are. World's moving forward. Life moves forward. You stay here, but people are going to know who you are. You attack innocent people out of your hard-headed ignorance, and we're going to reveal who the fuck you are. Oh, you can count on it. You're going to take responsibility. You're not going to be able to hide anymore. Your business and your family are going to be revealed to Oklahoma. We're not looking for retribution. You're just not going to be allowed to hide anymore. Oklahoma is going to know who's attacking this state. You hear me, Oklahoma Senator Kevin Hearn? People like Oklahoma Senator Kevin Hearn been living high on the hog off the backs of innocent Oklahoma taxpayers for fucking decades, enriching himself, making himself very wealthy. That's what they all do. They come here and bleed this state dry, playing their games. It's total corruption. They get away with it, and Oklahoma subserviently goes in there every fucking election and votes them right back in. Fucking around with votes in this state for decades. Yeah, it's almost impossible for independents or, you know, Democrats or anybody else to get elected here. It's not just because Oklahomans are brainwashed, and they are brainwashed. It's true. All you got to do is put an R in front of your name, run for office, and you get elected here. They're a symbol-minded people. They're subservient to a symbol. Truth is not heard. Facts are not looked at. Easiest road every time, the safest, most gutless road. Yeah. Not saying it to be mean. Saying it because it's fucking true. They steal and they manipulate here. It's so easy. They're not held accountable to anything. Look at all the weed money that was supposed to go to public schools. It's gone. Governor Kevin Steadybridges and Ryan Walters, so they've been helping themselves that cash. It was being taken up there in trash bags, folks. No accountability. Shh. I didn't do it. Yeah. Let's go back down to Texas. The Uvalde heads of the police who sat outside that classroom and listened to them kids get massacred? Well, they went to jail. It's about fucking time. I didn't understand why this didn't happen on day one. I really expected to see him arrested within 48 hours. That was a total defiance of the badge of anything to be characterized as honorable or man. And I say this as the father of a police officer and the brother of two. I would have killed a lot of motherfucking cops who are working extra hard to keep parents out of that school. I would have killed me some cops that day to get to my kid. I don't say that, Billy Badass. I'm just telling you how it is. It'd be a safe bet to make that every one of those Uvalde police officers are Trump-supporting Republican unmen. They're gutless pussies. And I can back it up.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this shit.
Texas just passed a law this year that says Texas employers are no longer required to offer their employees water breaks, even if they work outside.
Republicans didn't say nothing.
That's right.
Chicken shit.
They're flat out allowed to deny their employees water breaks, even if they work outside in the fucking heat. No water breaks. Of course it passed. Greg Abbott signed it into law, and Republican unmen stood idly by and watched it happen. What else you expect? Fall right in fucking line. They couldn't even muster the courage to stick up for their own wives and daughters when their rights to life were stripped away in case of a bad pregnancy. Why would they stick up for a water break?
Wow, they don't honor women or themselves.
How safe and secure do you feel the children in that kind of a family feel when they got a gutless father who won't do anything to stick up for any of them? Yeah, he's afraid of what his coworkers will say, what people down at the gas station will think of him. Gutless. No conviction, cannot stand on his own two feet.
Probably blames his wife and kids for his shit.
That's the face, my former party, which is two faces. Dishonorable, gutless. Job growth, of course, in the United States continues to explode. Matter of fact, under Biden, we've seen a 40 times higher job growth rate over the last three Republican presidents combined. And that is a fact, folks. Under Trump, we had a jobs decline.
Yeah, because of that damn COVID.
Yeah. Biden felt that, too. He just didn't use it as an excuse. Unlike Donald Trump, who lied and made excuses. Rounding the corner, he said, and it's just going to, what was it, Don?
It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
That's it. Of course, that was before my friend Todd died because he made the mistake of listening to you. You sack of fucking shit!
In a rigged election, it was rigged like nobody's. They used COVID to cheat, and they did cheat, and yes. It's all over the place. Right. Everybody knows it. But they used COVID to cheat.
Republican unmen. More great news for the economy, and I know you don't always want to base the economy on the stock market, but of course it has nearly doubled since Biden and continues to go through the roof. Y'all looked at your 401ks lately? How about the energy sector? Let's talk about them. At this very moment, the United States of America, under the presidency of Joe Biden, is producing more crude than any other nation in the world in the history of the world. Right now. That is fact. I know a little bit about it. I'm a mineral right owner, and I've got my wells. course, President Joe Biden out there on the campaign trail was also pushing for new tax packages directed at the elitist once again. Money's tight for you. Take it from the king of the fucking poor boys, bitches. And I was poor as a motherfucker once upon a time. You are. Life is what you make it. Okay? No excuses. You can do any fucking thing you want, but you have to apply willing to fucking fall flat on your fucking face and fail. If you don't have them balls, you're going nowhere. And let me tell you something about these elitists that you continue to subserviently fucking defend out of fear. They are so taking your ass for a ride and you're carrying their dead weight. Well, I'm sick and fucking tired of carrying it. They need to pay their fair share in fucking taxes for their personal take-home income like you and me, period. And if they break the law, they need to get thrown in a fucking cell just like you and I would. Wake up call, douchebags. This is America, guys, and you are so allowing yourself to be played willfully, and I don't get you. There's a woman I know right here in Okmulgee County. Oh, she's a diehard MAGA. Let her brother fuck her kid. Your daughter has to carry that weight. No police, no family members, no. Daughter's just got to keep her mouth shut to protect mama. Don't want anything to reflect bad on MAGA mama. This is the caliber of the people that follow Donald Trump because they're just like him. Rapists. No excuses, and you can't just be part guilty or pregnant, motherfuckers. You're either all in and you're all out. There is nothing President Joe Biden has done or not done to ever put this country at risk. Like Donald Trump already has by revealing our secrets, getting overseas personnel killed. Republican Party give him a pass for it all. Having the RNC headquarters built in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Look the other way, assholes. We see you for what you are. And come November, if that pile of shit makes it back into office, the world's going to know who you are. I'm talking to you, corporate America, Republican donors. Even the big companies locally owned, we're going to reveal them all, the Hobby Lobby people, everybody. I'm not carrying your dead fucking weight anymore. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm the job creator. Fuck you. That's how you make your living, temp agency. That's right. You're nothing more than that, just a fucking temp agency. You don't deserve special treatment. That's how you make your living, and you're going to pay taxes accordingly like everybody else, shit for brains. Oh, it's all part of that self-righteousness shit. They're feeling good, flying high, don't have a care in the world. They haven't missed a meal in fucking decades. But they want to act like they carry the cross on the job. Create fuck off. Madam's employ people, you don't see them getting the tax breaks, do you? Of course not, fucktard, so give it a rest.
They don't even get hazard pay.
Donald Trump, of course, is out there on the campaign trail pitching for a brand new $5 trillion tax incentive for the wealthy. Yeah, himself. That's the first thing he's announced, his $5 trillion tax cut, put money in his own pocket. Of course, he'll immediately, as soon as he takes office, throw the United States of America $5 trillion more in debt. And the subservient Republican unmen are proud to vote for it, and they will. Hey, he only ran us $8 trillion in the hole in 4 years. Yeah, I'm starting to understand why half these fucktards can't look in the mirror. Anyway, Joe Biden's out there continuing to push for his Inflation Reduction Act. That, of course, invests in the upgrade of all electrical grids to prevent any kind of collapse that could happen in Texas. Remember that Texas power grid collapse back in 2021? One where everybody down there froze their asses off? Yeah. Did you know that was premeditated? According to Greg Abbott's own staff, hey, said all he had to do was sign that fucking upgrade authorization. The money was already there. It wasn't even coming out of the Texas budget at all. I guess it was federal funding or some kind of grant or something. Yeah. All he had to do was sign the paper, but he didn't. Because a state meteorologist told him that fucking brutal winter was coming. Of course, then he could watch it collapse. You saw that gave Senator Cruz a chance for him and his family to go ahead and schedule a vacation to Cancun to stay warm during the collapse? Yeah. Well, you think that was coincidence? Duh. Well, then they could blame it on clean energy, which they did. Like I say, unmanned Republican Party. Spoiled, self-serving, gutless. They'll turn on anyone, even their own state, their own families, their own constituents, and yes, their own country. Trump Tower, RNC headquarters, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And I'm sure they're proud as peacocks. I'm a light in the fucking mood now, being that it's a Friday. I'd like to enjoy my weekend and not leave on a bad foot. I know we just did this back in March, but it has been 4 months. I wanted to play it again because I know there's chili cook-offs and there's all kinds of barbecues taking place this weekend. Oh, man, I had a hell of one here at my house. My barbecue pit, my brisket, it come out so rock and roll. Guys, I got to tell you something. If you've never built a barbecue pit in your yard, I would strongly encourage it. Like I say, it doesn't have to be complex. Go back and listen to my past show about how I built mine just freestanding. And there's lots of things, examples on YouTube you can watch. Never built one, but I built one. Man, that brisket turned out sweet. Pit never got above 154 degrees. After leaving it on there for a 9-hour pecan smoke, I wrapped it in foil for a Texas cheap, put it in the oven for another 5 or 6. Woke up and that baby was just, it was fucking flawless, just perfect. I discovered something. I could build a barbecue pit. The worst that could have happened, I'd be out the money and fuck up dinner. McDonald's was open. That's what I'm talking about, britches. Get out there and live. Stan the Joke Man Show's property of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studio here in Henrietta, America, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at high noon on iTunes. I'm going to leave you with Agnes McAllister's brand frickin' new chili cook-off, all remastered and beautiful. That's right. Stan the Joke Man Show's very own Agnes McAllister got caught up in a Texas chili cook-off, and things did not go well. See y'all Monday, fun day Monday, high noon. Till then, bye, con Dios, mi amigos.
Recently, I was lucky enough to be the 10,000th attendee at the State Fair in Texas, and they asked me to fill in to be a judge at the chili cook-off. Apparently, the original judge called in sick at the last moment. Standing there at the time, and why not? I was assured by the other judge that it'd be a fun event and the true taste of Texas hospitality. They assured me that the chili wouldn't be too hot.
Yay!
It's just fun! Scorecards from the event. Chili number one, Mike's Maniac Mobster Monster Chili. Judge number one.
Yeah, a little too heavy on tomato. Amusing kick, but I give it a 3 out of 5. Judge number two.
Shit! What the fuck is this? Not chili, right? Oh my god. Take the paint off the driveway with this shit. Took me 2 beers to put the fucking flames out. I hope that's the worst one. Chili number two. Arthur's Afterburner Chili. Judge number one.
Smoky with a hint of pork. Slight jalapeno tang. Judge number two.
What am I supposed to taste besides pain? I had to wave off 3 people who wanted to give me a Heimlich maneuver. They thought I was choking. I had to walkie-talkie in 3 extra beers when they saw the look on my face. What am I doing here? Where's the beer? Oh, God. Here comes chili number 3. Fred's famous burn down the barn chili. Judge number 1.
Excellent firehouse chili. Great kick. Needs more beans, but I give this chili a strong 4. Judge number 2.
I located a uranium spill. My nose feels like I've been snorting Drano. I don't understand. Everyone knows the routine by now. Barmaid, pound me back another beer.
My backbone is in the front yard of my chest. Chili number four, Bubba's Black Magic. Judge number one.
Black bean chili with almost no spice. Very disappointing. I expected more. I give this chili a two. Judge number two.
Something scraping across my tongue. It's a numb. I can't feel it. I think it was chili. I don't know for sure. Oh. Sally, the barmaid, was standing behind me with fresh refills. That 300-pound bit's starting to look pretty hot, just like this nuclear waste I'm eating. I've never had a lesbian experience. Can't feel my tongue, though. Oh, look! Look at chili number five, Linda's legal lip remover. Judge number one.
Linda's legal lip remover is a meaty, strong chili. Cayenne peppers freshly ground, adding considerable kick. Very impressive. I give this chili a four. Judge number two.
My ears are ringing. Yeah. Can't really focus my eyes anymore. I can't really focus my eyes and my ears are ringing. I farted. Four people behind me. And they got up and walked off and said I offended them. The contestant seemed offended when I told her the chili she'd given me had given me brain damage. Sally saved my tongue from bleeding by pouring beer directly from the pitcher on my mouth. Which brings us to chili number six, Vera's very vegetarian variety, whatever the shit.
Vera's vegetarian variety is a thin yet bold vegetarian chili. Good balance of spice and peppers. I give this chili a strong three. Judge number two.
My intestine is now a straight pipe, filled with gaseous sulfuric flames. Thought I had to fart and accidentally crap myself. Yeah. It hurts. No one seems inclined to stand behind me, except that slut Sally. I could literally wipe my butt with a snow cone. Right now. Yeah. It stings. It, like, stings. Chili number seven, Susan's screaming sensation chili, whatever the hell. Judge number one.
A mediocre chili with too much reliance on canned peppers. I give this chili a two. Judge number two.
You could put a grenade in my mouth, pull a pin, I wouldn't feel a damn thing. I've lost sight in one of my eyes. This eye here. Yeah. I can't see out of it anymore. I think I stroked. I don't know. The world sounds like it's made of Russian water. My shirt's covered with chili and other stuff. Slid out of my mouth. My pants are full of lava, burning my ass. At least during the autopsy, they'll know what killed me. The chili shit. I don't know that I can do this anymore. Oh God, chili eight!
A perfect ending to a wonderful festival. This is a nice blend chili, safe for all. Helen's Mount St. Chili earned a strong five as a nice blend chili, safe for all to eat, not too bold, not too spicy, but just right. It's unfortunate most of it was pulled over the head of judge number two when she collapsed falling backwards, taking Sally with her over the judge's table, but hey, it is a great festival just the same. Sure hope judge number two recovers nicely. Hate to see how she'd react to a spicy chili.
Are these times contagious? I've never been this bored before. Is this the prize I've waited for? Now with the hours passing, there's nothing left to do but you.
never got along.